圣弟兄姊妹，翻到《使徒行传》第九章。
Well, brothers and sisters, I turn to Acts chapter 9. We'll first read from verse 1 to 6.
使徒行传第九章第一节到第六节。
Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 6.
扫罗仍旧向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话，去见大祭司，求文书给大马色的各会堂，若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。扫罗行路将到大马色，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就伏倒在地，听见有声音对他说：扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？他说：主啊，你是谁？主说：我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。起来，进城去，你所当作的事，必有人告诉你。
But Saul, still breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, came to the high priest and asked him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, so that if he found any who were of the way, both men and women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. But as he was journeying, it came to pass that he drew near to Damascus, and suddenly there shone round about him a light out of heaven, and falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me? He said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise up and enter into the city, and it shall be told to thee what thou must do.
然后我们再看15节到20节。
Now we also read from verse 15. To 20.
主对亚拿尼亚说：你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名。我也要指示他，为我的名必受许多的苦难。亚拿尼亚就去了，进入那家，把手按在扫罗身上说：兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上，向你显现的主就是耶稣打发我来，叫你能看见，又被圣灵充满。扫罗的眼睛上好像有轮立刻掉下来，他就能看见，于是起来受了浸，吃了吃过饭就健壮了。扫罗和大马色的门徒同住了些日子，就在各会堂里宣传耶稣，说他是神的儿子。
And the Lord said to him, Go, for this man is an elect vessel to me, to bear my name before both nations and kings and the sons of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.And Ananias went and entered into the house, and laying his hand upon him, he said, Saul, brother, the Lord has sent me, Jesus that appeared to thee in the way in which thou camest, that thou mightest see, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And straightway there fell from his eyes, as it were, scales, and he saw, and rising up, was baptized, and having received food, got strength.And he was with the disciples who were in Damascus certain days. And straightway in the synagogues he preached Jesus, that he is the Son of God.
然后请弟兄姊妹再卷到第26章。
Let us now turn to chapter 26.
由第九节开始。
We'll start from verse 9.
从前我自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名，我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行了。既从祭司长得了权柄，我就把许多圣徒囚在监里，他们被杀，我也出名定案，在各会堂我屡次用刑强迫他们说亵渎的话，又分外恼恨他们，甚至追逼他们直到外邦的城邑。那时我领了祭司长的权柄和命令往大马色去。王啊，我在路上响午的时候看见从天发光，比日头还亮，四面照着我并与我同行的人，我们都伏倒在地。我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说：扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？你用脚踢刺是难的。我说：主啊，你是谁？主说：我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手，我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。阿基帕王啊，故此我没有违背那从天上来的异象。
Indeed, myself, I thought that I ought to do much against the name of Jesus the Nazarene, which also I did in Jerusalem, and myself shut up in prison many of the saints, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my vote, and often punishing them in all the synagogues, I compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly furious against them, I persecuted them even to cities out of our own land. And when engaged in this, I was journeying to Damascus with authority and power from the chief priests. At midday on the way, I saw, O King, a light above the brightness of the sun shining from heaven round about me, and those who were journeying with me. And when we were all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against goats. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise up and stand on thy feet, for this purpose I have appeared to thee, to appoint thee to be a servant and a witness both of what thou hast seen, and of what I shall appear to thee in. Take thee out from among them, the people and the nations to whom I send thee, to open their eyes, that they may turn from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive remission of sin and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith in me. Whereupon, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们想都没想到这么快，又在这个地方和弟兄姊妹又交通。
I didn't think that it would be so quickly that I will be in the midst of brothers and sisters to share with you.
不过主既然有这样的安排，我们就从主的手里面接过来。
Since the Lord has so arranged, we will so receive it from the Lord.
我来到英国的时候呢
，When I came to England，
就听到一处的弟兄姊妹同我讲
，I heard of what brothers and sisters elsewhere saying to me。
喺前几个礼拜嗰个东南亚嗰个海啸
，And a few weeks ago, what happened with the tsunami？
弟兄姊妹中间嘅 KM 差半个钟头。就或者你哋都见唔到佢啦。
And PM who is in your midst, missed it by half an hour. If not, you may not see her in your midst now.
我哋感谢主。
We thank the Lord。
喺呢一段嘅时间嘅里头，神好似俾我哋睇到好多嘅自然嘅现象系有啲好特别。
And throughout this period of time, how the Lord had shown us something rather special through nature。
呢啲自然嘅现象喺唔认识主嘅人嘅眼里边，好似觉得总之就系一个灾难。
And for those who do not believe in the Lord, all these natural crisis occasions to them, it is just a difficulty or a war。
但系喺认识主嘅人嘅眼里边咧，佢就会睇到有一啲好特殊嘅事情。
However, for those who know the Lord, will see through all these incidences as something rather special。
因为按照主自己预早所提出嘅说话。
Because from what the Lord had said well beforehand,
在最后最后的日子，神会给我们看见很多很多的预兆。
And in the last days, many things will happen as it were in nature.
这一切的事情就好像向神的儿女发一个信号。
And here, in all these matters, will bring about a sign.
要知道如今究竟是什么的日子。
For them to know what time or age this is.
因此提醒我们在神的面前要更加的警醒来仰望等候那个日子的来到。
That these will serve as a reminder for us, indeed to be alert and to await for our Lord.
并且更加要按着主自己的心意来去侍奉神。
And all the more to serve the Lord according to his will.
叫我们见主那日的时候，我哋唔知道两手空空去见主。
So that when we meet up with the Lord, we will not go before him empty-handed.
喺诗歌本嘅里头有一首诗歌。
In the hymn books, there is a hymn.
佢系讲到我哋呢一群蒙恩嘅人。
And talks about for those of us who have been shown grace.
将来见主嘅时候系点样嘅一个情形
？How would it be when we meet him?
他那时有一句叫问话在那里。
And there was a question there.
他说不通我们就是两手空空去见主吗？
Must I go empty-handed before the Lord?
主为我们写尽了一切。
The Lord had indeed given up all for us.
我们岂能够是两手空空去见主？
How can we go before him empty-handed?
因此在这些日子的里面，我们没办法禁止我们要去再一次思考一下神在我们身上面的救恩的实际。
So we can't but think again, the reality of God's salvation that he has for us.
我们常常会将神的救恩是局限在我们所承受的恩典。
So often we confine God's salvation to the grace we receive.
我们以为神预备救恩就是为着我这个人得到拯救。
So often we think God's salvation is just for me to be saved.
所以我得到拯救呢，我就满意了。
So once I come to have salvation, I'm satisfied.
就没什么其他的事情可以去再去寻找了。
And there's nothing else for me to pursue after.
感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
我不记得我有没有同弟兄姊妹交通过。
I can't remember whether or not I've shared this with brothers and sisters.
我又唔知道有冇其他嘅弟兄姊妹同弟兄们交通过。
I don't know whether other brothers and sisters have shared this with you.
但我相信我哋弟兄姊妹或多或少，你会了解到神救恩嘅嗰个完整嘅内容。
And I know whether in a lesser or greater extent you will know the purpose of God's salvation for you.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得我哋呢个人。在神造我们的时候是给我们有三层的结构。
And when God created us, there are three aspects of our creation in us.
虽然现在的神学变来变去就有很多的讲解。
So in theology today, they have much to say about this in various ways.
但是圣经一直是给我们看到人的结构就是那三重的事实。
We know in God's creation, as far as man is concerned, there are these three aspects.
人嘅被造系灵与魂与身体呢三部分嘅结构成员。
And there's these three aspects of a man, that is the spirit, soul, and body.
当日人嘅堕落嘅时候，神所指出嘅嗰件事。
And when man fell in sin, what God had pointed out about it.
你食嘅日子一定死。
When you eat of this, you will surely die.
咁我哋睇圣经嘅记录咧，似乎亚当同夏娃当系食咗之后，仲系生勾勾嘅。
But when we read the word of God, we say, having eaten of the fruit, then it would appear that Adam and Eve were still very much alive.
佢哋冇死到。
They did not die.
究竟神嘅话算唔算数嘅呢
？So does God's word really matter?
神话佢哋食嘅日子一定死。
Because God said that if they eat of the fruit, they will die. But then we read, it seems that they are still alive. On one hand, it may be that God's word is not true. Perhaps Adam and Eve is so strong, be able to and can resist what God wants to do.
但系两件都唔系真嘅。
And in fact, both are wrong.
只有神嘅说话系真实。
It's only the word of God that is truthful.
神话呢，你食嘅日子一定死。
When God's word says that when you eat of that, that day you will die.
结果佢哋就当日就死。
And as a consequence, truly enough, they died that day.
咁佢哋就仍然系活着，系点样一回事呢
？So that still being alive, in what way is this?
弟兄姊妹，如果你知道人嘅结构系灵与魂与身体
，if you know that man is made up of spirit, soul and body，
你就好清楚睇到喺当日人嘅灵就死了。
Then you become very clear that very day the spirit of man died.
咁咩叫做人嘅灵死了呢
？What does it mean for the spirit of man to have died？
我哋必须要留意到灵嗰个功用系乜嘢
？We need to know what's the function of the spirit.
灵嘅功用乃系人同神嘅交通嘅嗰个管道。
The purpose of the spirit or its function is having that fellowship and communion with God.
但系从佢哋食咗嗰个分别有树个果嘅嗰一刻开头
，The moment they ate of the fruit of tree of knowledge of good and evil，
佢哋同神中间嘅交通就断啦。
And the communion with God had been severed。
所以顶住我哋睇到，当神嚟到伊甸园去叫佢哋嘅名嘅时候，佢哋都唔敢出嚟。
So you see that when God came to the garden and called out their name, they were afraid to show themselves.
当然神去到去伊甸园嘅时候呢，按住平日嚟讲，佢哋就好欢喜咁样嚟去出嚟迎接神啦。
Normally it would be that as God comes to the garden, they will be very happy to come before God and welcome him.
好似好多年前，我仲喺香港嘅时候。
Many years ago, while I was still in Hong Kong,
我父母就喺新界住。
My parents were living in the new territory.
所以我每星期都喺九龙入去新界望下佢哋。
Each week I would go to Kowloon and look out for them.
佢哋住一个好大嘅，唔知算系咩，即系好大嘅一个好大嘅。花园又唔系花园，菜园又唔系菜园，总之就系好大嘅地方。
And they were living in a place which was with a great expanse.
咁啊，养咗只狗。
And there was this a dog.
就唔止一只狗，有两三只狗。
That wasn't just a dog. In fact, there are two or three.
但其中有一只咧，佢同我嘅感情又特别好。
But there was a dog, especially a good with me.
咁每次我揸车入去嘅时候咧
，each time as I drive back，
大概喺嗰条系叫做青山公路嗰度转入去啲路仔啦。
And just turning into one of the paths，
除非我冇咁看
，if I do not a hoot of the horn.
甚至有时我唔需要揿 horn.
And sometimes I do not need to do that.
啊，嗰只狗咧就好似系知道我嚟。
Somehow that dog knows that I'm back.
如果我揿 horn 嘅话咧，佢就一定即刻就飞奔咗出嚟。
If I would hoot my horn, they would definitely rush out.
有时我冇揿 horn 咧，咁佢都大概半里路左右系半里路左右嘅路道咧，佢就好似知道我翻嚟嚟。
And if I don't hoot the horn, it seems that even half a mile away, somehow he knows that I'm back.
佢就喺个院落嗰时咧，就扑出嚟，好似迎接我咁样。
And they will in fact rush out as if to welcome me.
我又唔系大人物，所以冇人迎接我。
I'm not a big, great person, and I'm not anyone, so no one is there to welcome me.
啊，但系有只狗迎接我。
However, I've got this dog welcoming me.
咁都几有意思。
It's quite meaningful there.
起初神嚟伊甸园嘅时候
，When God first comes to Eden，
我十分相信亚当同夏娃佢哋好有反应。
I believe Adam and Eve would have a great response。
好早就等住喺个树嚟见神嘅。
Early they will wait for God。
但有一日
，However one day，
情形变咗
，The situation changed。
神嚟到伊甸园
，God comes to the garden。
亚当夏娃唔见咗。
Adam and Eve were not there.
他们是不是不在树呢?
Is it that they were not there?
不是啊, 他们在树。
In fact, they were.
但去了哪里
呢? Where were they?
匿埋了。
They were hiding.
但是他们不是同神捉伊恩。
They are not playing hide and seek with God.
不过就是说不敢见神。
But they were afraid to see him.
弟兄姊妹我们就要问。
We have to ask brothers and sisters.
为什么他们不敢见神?
Why is it that they were afraid to see God?
因为他们怕神。
Because they were afraid.
点解怕神呢?
Why is it that they were afraid?
因为他们和神没办法再有交通。
Because they could no longer have fellowship with him.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是他的死在他们身上面的第一个现象。
This is indeed the first manifestation of their death.
他们的灵死了。
Because their spirit had died.
然后你慢慢看下去。
And as you look on,
不单只是他们两个,
not only the two of them,
是连从他们的后代,
even their descendants after them,
他们的魂也慢慢慢慢的是应该用了什么的好的讲法来表达他呢? 他们的魂呢就我一时都想不起一个字，平时都用开的，但是现在临时又不记得了。
And somehow with the soul, I cannot think of a word that we would normally use to describe what had happened.
哦，佢哋嘅魂咧就开始就陆续嘅，你睇到系变坏了。
And you see for the soul, how gradually it becomes corrupt.
啊，越嚟就越同神有抗拒。
And more it becomes one that rebels against God.
换一句说话来讲,
put it in another way,
那个魂又是慢慢慢慢的来出现那种的死亡的情形。
And how the soul also slowly show forth the situation of death.
你看到魂那个动作呢,
if you look at the actions of the soul,
所以叫做魂者, 即是说思想啊感情啊意志啊，呢一类咁样嘅精神嘅活动
，all the things to do with our thoughts, our will, and the things that we would act out。
嗰个魂咧，而家嗰个字嚟啦，败坏咗啦。
That the soul in fact has got corrupted。
咁呢个系魂嘅死亡。
This in fact also leads to the death of the soul.
但慢慢慢慢你就见到了。
Gradually you come to see.
亚当睡了觉就不再起身了。
As Adam sleeps, he no longer wakes up.
夏娃睡了觉又不再起身。
Same as well with Eve, when she goes to sleep, she no longer wakes up.
跟住亚伯被该人杀了之后呢他又起不到身。
And also Abel, having been killed by Cain,he could no longer rise.
然后连该人自己都起不到身。
Cain himself would no longer wake up either.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得我所讲嘅起唔到身，乃系话就真真实实系我哋所以为嘅死啦。
And what I'm saying about not being able to wake up is the death that we often know and talk about.
到了这个地步，弟兄姊妹，你睇到一个事情。
When you come to this point, you see one thing.
从人堕落咗之后。
After the fall of man,
人的灵与魂与身体是陆续的死亡,
we find how the spirit, soul, and body of man is being subjected to death.
神的话说你们吃的日子一定死,
and God's word declare that the day you eat of it, you will
从你们吃的时候开始, 就由灵的死亡慢慢慢慢到整个人死亡。
And how it started with the death of the spirit, and gradually death works itself right through to the body.
So, 弟兄姊妹，当我们看到神为我们预备救恩的时候,
so we see when God prepares salvation for us,
神是不是只是救我们脱离身体的死亡，以至到我们不用死呢？
Is it that God is just taking away for us the death of the body?
不至灭亡，反得永生，是不是只是指住我们的身体，就是身体的生命，就是这样一直延长地活下去？
And that we do not perish but have eternal life, does it mean that we just carry on living?
如果你这样想的话，你又看到的形象完全不相称的。
If that was so, then as you look around, you know that it doesn't measure up.
因为你见到很多基督徒，他们都死了，他们的坟墓就挂个十字架在那里。
And you see how many of Christians have died, and on the graves you have this tombstone of a cross.
你说这样神的应许是真的假的呢？
Then you can question, is it true, God's promise? Is it real or false?
不至灭亡，反得永生，都未曾有一撇。
You have not that you will not perish but have eternal life, it doesn't seem to be working out.
但弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord.
人的堕落是灵与魂与身体都失落。
When man fell in sin, how his spirit, soul, and body had been lost.
神所预备的救恩，又是要灵与魂与身体陆续恢复过来。
And God's salvation is to recover, in fact, the spirit, soul, and body as well.
我们感谢主，在我们信主的时候。
We thank the Lord. At the moment, we believe in Him.
我们的灵苏醒。
Our spirit is indeed revived.
我们同神恢复那个交通的事实了。
And our fellowship with the Lord has been restored then.
我们对属灵的事情有了感觉了。
Then to spiritual things, we become aware.
不需要很长的时间。
You don't need a great length of time.
就是在我们一信主的时候，就马上就发生了。
The moment we believe, it happens then and then.
一个最简单的就是，一个最简单的表现就可以看到了。
And this very simple example you'll be able to see.
我时时同弟兄姊妹话。
Often I would say to brothers and sisters.
不是说只是这些弟兄姊妹，所有我所接触到的弟兄姊妹。
Not only the brothers and sisters here, but all brothers and sisters elsewhere as well.
从你信主那一刻开始，你会发。 有意无意的你会发现一件事。
And from the time you believe in the Lord, whether consciously or unconsciously,
如果叫你行街,
if you're asked to take a walk,
见到一个年纪比你大上二三十岁的人,
and you see someone older than you, 20 or 30 years of age,
在年纪上面来讲，他有资格做你爸爸。
And age-wise, he has the condition of being old enough to be your father.
但你绝对不会叫他一声爸爸。
Of course, you will not turn to him and say, oh, father.
如果是的话，我成街都爸爸了。
If so, then we have fathers all over the streets.
这件事情是我们每一个人都不肯这样做，亦不会这样做。
And none of us would not want to do such a thing and will never do it.
但有件事很稀奇,
but something rather amazing.
就在你信主那一刻开始,
the moment you believe in the Lord,
你就承认有一位是作你的父亲,
you acknowledge one being your father.
那个是在天上的父神,
and that is our heavenly father.
你就承认神是你的父亲。
You acknowledge God to be your heavenly father.
你就称他为我们天上的父。
And you address him as Abba, heavenly father.
你一点都不觉得为难。
You don't find it difficult.
你一点都不觉得羞耻。
You don't find it, shameful.
如果你叫在街上碰到的人，你要叫人家强迫你要去一定要这样做的话，你觉得很为难。
If someone were to force you to do this out in the streets, you would find it very difficult.
你直情是说你羞辱我。
You could say that you are embarrassing me.
但感谢神。
But we thank God.
救恩头一件事情就恢复我们和神中间的正常的关系。
Salvation firstly, recovers, our relationship in the spirit.
你好坦然，好喜欢嘅，你称佢为我哋嘅阿爸父亲。
And indeed, joyfully and with boldness, we will address him, Abba Father.
然后从嗰个时候开始
，Then from that time on,
慢慢慢慢，我哋甘心乐意嚟接受神对我哋嘅思想、感情、意志上边嘅一啲嘅策位同埋对付。
And we will receive all. God's dealing with us in His tearing down and His handling of us in all our thoughts and our desires and all that to do with us.
我们原来对一些事物完全没有罪的反应。
And we in the past may not have any response to sin.
但是如果我们懂得什么是罪。
But now we come to know what it is to sin.
我们在生活的上面我们会脱离一些罪与罪有关的事物。
In our life, we will come away from things which are to do with sin.
尽管有人话嗰啲唔系，嗰啲唔系。
Although people may say, "Oh, it is not this nor that."
但系我哋里头知道嗰啲系。
But in us, we know it is.
我哋唔因为人以为唔系，我哋就话系啊，唔系。
It's not because others say that it is not, then we go along with them and say it isn't.
慢慢慢慢，我哋喺神嘅面前越嚟越同罪嘅同。与罪有关的事物脱离得是越来越多。
Yeah, gradually, we will come away more and more to do with things which are of sin.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个是魂的拯救。
You know that this is indeed also the saving of the soul.
是，没错，我们每一个人都要尝死的味道。
True, we will all have to die and taste of death.
但是我们要明明的知道而且是有把握的。
However, we know and also are confident of.
有一日我们都要从死里复活。
One day we will be raised from the dead.
如同我们的主从死里复活一样。
Just like our Lord, how he was raised from the dead.
等到当那件事情发生的时候。
When that happens.
你又看到我们的体的得到拯救又完成了。
Then, the recovery of our body will also be complete.
所以当主耶稣按着他的应许来再次到这个地上来的时候。
And according to God's promise, the Lord came to this world.
我们又说就神所预备的救恩就完完全全的满满足足的作成了在我们的身上。
And we know how God's salvation has been completely and fully performed for us.
但是我们的主几时来呢？
When did the Lord come?
主冇好明确嘅话俾我知佢几时嚟。
God, the Lord did not say very clearly to us when He will come.
但系佢话俾我哋知喺佢嚟之前会有啲乜嘢特殊嘅迹象。
But then He tells us what are the signs of His coming.
你从呢一切嘅迹象睇到嘅时候，你就晓得嗰个时候接近啦。
And when you are able to recognize the sun and the signs, then you know the time is near.
嗱，弟兄姊妹，如今神好似俾我哋。慢慢慢慢的陆续陆续越多来越多的看到一些奇特的事。
Gradually, more and more we come to see of these signs.
不是一个海啸。
It wasn't just a tsunami.
是多方面的各种各样不同的那种的情形。
But rather, through the many and varied circumstances and situations.
是从我们的主预先所宣告的情形是很相符合。
And how they indeed coincide with all that the Lord had declared beforehand.
因此我们在这个时候呢应该要接受到一个警醒的信号。
And so, in all this, we should be alerted.
我们留意到这个时间是什么时间。
That we should know what times are these.
我们要怎样去预备迎接我们的神。
How should we prepare ourselves to meet our God?
但如何去预备迎接我们的神呢?
How do we prepare ourselves to meet our God?
我们要回到救恩的目的那里。
We have to go back to the purpose of our salvation.
神为我们预备救恩的目的固然一方面是要恢复我们在神面前
Of course, in his salvation, he wants to restore, indeed, the purpose of his creating, creation of man.
但是同时呢, 神亦是非常非常的, 盼望我们蒙恩的人能够领会到神的心思。
At the same time, God really wants, for those of us who have received grace, to really know and come to be aware of His thoughts.
神拯救我们,其中有一个原因,乃是神要愿意得到有一班人认识神是哪一个。
And in saving us, God really wants us, who are saved, to really know who God is.
因此从我们的里头,就生发了一个这样的催促,要去侍奉神。
And in us, there is now then this urge to serve God.
等着你留意, 神兴起摩西带领以色列人出埃及。
Take note, brothers and sisters, God raising Moses up to lead them out of Egypt.
这个明显是救恩的一个预表。
Obviously, this is the type of God's salvation.
你记得当神打发摩西去见法老的时候,
remember when Moses was sent to Pharaoh.
他跟法老讲什么说话呢?
What did he say to Pharaoh?
用我的百姓去,
let my people go.
好侍奉我,
that they may serve me.
等于从那件事上面,你稍微可以体会得到,救恩一面是救我们脱离那个罪和死。
So you can see from salvation's point of view, on one hand, it is to save us from death.
同时呢,也是叫我们去晓得,在这个蒙恩的地位上面去侍奉神。
At the same time, it is for us to know, under the state of being shown grace, to know what it is.
因为神要寻找乐意侍奉神的人,
because God wants to seek out for those who are willing to serve Him.
弟兄姊妹,当你读出帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章的时候,
when you read our first Thessalonians,
你很清楚看到帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹,在非常艰难的情形底下,他们认识到主。
You can see how, in very difficult circumstances, the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica came to believe in the Lord.
但是很艰难的情形呢,并没有阻挡到他们在主的面前的正常的活在主的安排的里面。
However, in all those difficult circumstances, they did not indeed shy away from living in the purpose and normal way of their salvation.
你读贴前第一章的时候,你就读到他们的经历。
And you find that what they experience has been recorded in the first Thessalonians.
他们离弃偶像归向神,
how they turn away from serving idols to serve the living God.
要服侍那位又真又活的神,
indeed, to serve the true and living God.
一面是脱离在神面前被定罪的事,
of course, they have come away from being condemned.
另一面,他们就进入一个积极的方面去侍奉神。
However, on the other side, they turn to the positive aspect of serving God.
但是今天,如果我们领会到神是藉着各种的环境,来再一次提醒我们去留意救恩的那个目的的时候,
if through all situations and circumstances, God wants us to take note of the purpose of His salvation,
我们就要留意到,今天我们在神的面前,需要做一个侍奉神的人。
Then we need to know that before God, we should be someone who is serving Him.
脱离罪和死,这是神已经作好的工.
To indeed be taken away from condemnation and death, God had already done this.
亦都只有神能够作这样的工.
And it's only God who could have done this.
我们没办法作这件工.
We are not able to do this.
所以神既然作好了, 我们感谢主.
And as God had finished this work, we thank Him for it.
我们享用神所作.
We indeed enjoy what God had done.
但有一件是我们能够做的,而且我们必须做的。
But there is also the other aspect, what we should be doing and what we can do.
那就是侍奉神。
That is to serve Him.
因此今天我们就必须要留意到,去怎样去侍奉神。
This is something that we need to take note of. How should we serve Him?
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our
Lord. 因为我们是侍奉那位又活,又真,
又活嘅神。
Because we serve the true and living God.
一提到侍奉神嘅时候。
When we talk about serving God.
我十分盼望我哋弟兄姊妹，你唔好马上想到我要做乜嘢。
I hope brothers and sisters will not turn their thoughts to think of what can they do.
好多人一碰接触到侍奉呢件事，马上佢就系想到点样做乜嘢。
Because a lot of people, when they talk about serving, will turn their thoughts to what they can do.
佢哋会心里边想，你叫我企上讲台，我又唔够条件。
He says, asking me to go up there to share on the pulpit, I don't have I don't have the condition or prerequisite.
咁我能够做乜嘢咧？喺侍奉嘅事上面。
So what can I do to serve?
你话煲滚水又已经好多人煲紧啦。
He says, to boil water, many people have done it.
夹硬插落去又冇咁嘅必要。
And for me to push myself into it, there's no need for it.
咁我点侍奉神呢
？How should I serve God?
顶住啊！呢个系人一般嘅错觉。
Brothers and sisters, these are the misconceptions.
如果我哋话要睇到侍奉嘅话
，If we are to know and see what
我绝对唔系从话我能够做乜嘢嗰件事情去先考虑。
It is never a case on the basis of what I can do.
我而系要考虑乜嘢
？But what is it that we should take note of?
考虑你要知道神要做乜嘢。
But it is for you to really know what God wants to do.
你知道神要做乜嘢，你就跟上去做神所要做。
That when you know what God wants to do, you just follow in it.
弟兄姊妹，咁你就摸到侍奉嘅。嗰、那个实际啦
，then you will touch on the reality of what services。
并且我哋好清楚啊
，and also we can say this clearly。
除非你唔要侍奉神
，unless you do not want to serve God。
你要侍奉神嘅话，你绝对唔系只能够话有个侍奉神嘅观念，你就可以去侍奉神。
Then you know that it's not because having a concept of what service is that you can then do it。
因为喺我哋侍奉神之前，我哋必须要有一个睇见。
Because before we come to serve him, we must see one thing.
如果讲得严肃的更多
，just put this more solemnly.
你要侍奉神，你必须要有个意象。
If you want to serve God, you must have a vision.
如果你冇一个咁嘅意象，或者你冇咁嘅睇见嘅话呢
？Without the vision or the seeing,
你冇办法侍奉神嘅。
You cannot really serve God.
咁你话咩叫意象啊？咩叫睇见
？You may well ask, what is this vision or seeing?
弟兄姊妹，有时意象呢一个词又俾人用得太过滥得滞。
And this word a vision has been used in too many common ways.
或者系俾人用得太神秘得滞。
Or perhaps used in a mysterious way.
哇！一讲到意象嘅时候，呜、哦，不得了，好高嘅事。
Vision, then, this must be indeed an exceptional thing.
一讲到意象嘅时候
，when we talk about vision,
啪，你又想起昨晚发咗个梦。
Then you thought about, last night I had a dream.
好古怪嘅
，very strange dream.
嗰个应该系意象。
That must be a vision.
正之乎你晓得呢个咁嘅情形系将圣经上面所提及嗰个意象呢，系用到。太过乱嚟
，and how this so-called concept of a vision has been abused and not in accord with the Bible.
我哋话我哋必须要有意象。
We say we must have a vision.
如果唔系嘅话，我哋侍奉系冇根据冇基础。
Otherwise, our service is without any basis.
但系乜嘢系意象
？But what is vision?
意象系乜嘢
？What is this vision?
简单嘅嚟讲，意象就系你有所睇见。
Put it simply, it is what you see.
而嗰个睇见咧，唔系我哋睁大嘅眼睛去睇嗰啲。
But it is not what we see through just opening up our eyes wide.
而系话我哋苏醒咗个灵嘅里边，我哋嗰个体会。
But in our spirit, we indeed come to see of this.
这个体会系同神永远嘅旨意系发生关系。
And this seeing has to do with also God's eternal purpose.
你唔系睇到话。哦，行出呢个礼拜堂嘅门口，转过去嗰边有棵大树。
It's not just saying that going out of the church building, turning left, you will be able to see a tree.
个个都睇见嘅啦，行出去。
Everyone can see that if they walk out.
使乜你讲啫
？No need for you to.
除非你唔行嗰条路。
Unless you don't take that
way, 你行那条路一出去, 你就见到那棵大树。
If you take that way, the moment you step out, you'll see that big tree.
但你见到那棵大树跟神的永远计划有什么关系?
But what has that big tree got to do with God's eternal purpose?
如果跟神永远的计划无关的, 你看见再多的事物都是等于没看见。
If it's got nothing to do with God's eternal purpose, then no matter how much you see, it's pointless. And that what we see, the vision that we have, has much to do with God's eternal purpose. And for us to understand this, I'll cite a person as an example.
或者是做一个标本来给我们去参考的。
Or perhaps a model for us to consider. To assemble.
那这个是谁呢?
Who is this person?
最好最好就是保罗。
The best is Paul.
因为保罗的经历是非常非常的特别。
Because Paul's experience was rather exceptional. You take note of the fact how, to start off, he was someone who was really opposed. But when he met with the Lord, how he changed completely. And became someone who serves God. And he served God to a point. And he did all he could to serve God.
侍奉到一个地步, 连他自己的性命都摆上去, 他非常的甘心。
That how in serving God he was willing to indeed lay his life down for it.
所以你从他的身上去看一个侍奉神的那个意象, 我们有一个非常明显的参考在此。
So when we come to see of this vision of his, then we can really come to learn of it.
我们刚才读的经文,
the passages that we have read,
起头那部分是保罗遇见神的那个记录。
And a part of it is the record of the time when he met with the Lord.
最拉尾我们读那段的时候, 是保罗几乎行, 未曾到最后那程, 不过已经是行到接近最后那程。
And also the last passage we read was a time when he was nearly at the end of his life.
他已经侍奉主跟随主有好几十年。
He had served and followed the Lord for some ten scores of years.
他被人捉了他。
And having been taken and imprisoned,
运起他。
And how he was in prison.
他有机会就去见到一个分封的王。
And how he had the occasion to meet up with this king.
然后他就在他的面前就讲了一番的说话。
And before this king, he spoke these words.
弟兄们注意他讲那番的说话呢, 是他侍奉主之后几十年的事情。
Take note that these words were said after having served the Lord for these many years.
他一面数算,
how he recounted how he came to meet with the Lord.
然后很清楚地指出一件事,
and then very clearly pointed this matter out.
他说他没有违背到那个从天上来的异象。
How he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
那究竟那个天上来的异象对保罗来讲,
as for Paul, what is this vision to him?
他那个意象能不能够是作为我们都能同样要接受的意象?
Could his vision be also the vision that we should accept?
我不敢说我们绝对100%要去抄他那个意象。
I don't dare to say that we should copy out his vision.
但是他的意象那个主题, 弟兄姊妹, 是每一个神的儿女都必须面对。
But the theme of his vision is something that all children of God will meet up with.
弟兄姊妹我们说, 保罗的意象是什么?
What is the vision of Paul?
嗰个就系佢喺大马色路上面嗰个段嘅经历。
It was the experience he had on the way to Damascus.
喺嗰段嘅经历嘅里边，佢所睇见嘅同佢所听见。
And in his experience, what he heard and what he saw.
佢所睇见嘅系神喺佢身上作嘅工。
He saw the work that God had done on him.
佢所听见嘅系神直接对佢讲嘅话。
And what he heard was what God said to him directly.
从神嘅所作同埋神嘅所说嘅里边，佢里边有反应。
From what God had done and what God had said in him, he responded.
佢里头有一个体会。
There in him came this understanding.
但是你必须记得。
You have to really remember.
保罗喺嗰个时候仍然系站在一个敌挡神嘅。嗰个位置上面
，at that very moment he was still one who was opposing God。
啊，佢而且行走喺大马色路上面嘅时候，佢系有一个任务。
And he had a purpose or motive in going to Damascus。
佢有嘅一咩任务呢
？What was his motive？
佢要去到大马色去拉嗰啲信主耶稣嘅人嚟去对付佢。
He wants to go to Damascus and take hold of those who believe in the Lord to deal with them。
或者系将佢哋捉咗。嚟放喺监里边
，to take them and imprison them，
甚至直情就喺嗰个时候去杀害佢
，and at that time to indeed harm them。
而从当日佢看守住使提反，打使提反嗰人嘅人嘅衣服嚟睇住使提反，俾人打死。
Just as at the time, the day when he was actually watching over the clothes of those who were stoning Stephen，
佢就好开心
，he was very happy，
因为圣经话。佢亦好喜悦使提反嘅被害
，because the Bible records that how he was delighted of Stephen's。
佢系带住咁样嘅心情喺大马色嘅路上嚟行走。
It was with such thought he went to Damascus。
然后入到大马色嘅时候，就准备下手去对付属神嘅人。
Because he was determined to deal with the believers when he got to Damascus。
但系就喺呢个时候。
But at this very time,
主向佢显现
，the Lord revealed Himself，
使俾佢遇见
，and the Lord showed him，
佢就喺神嘅面前仆倒落嚟
，and how he fell before the Lord。
佢就喺嗰一刻开手，佢知道佢个对手系边个
，and at that moment he really knew who his opponent was。
所以佢同主当中有一段嘅对话
，so he conversed with the Lord。
呢一段嘅对话系非常非常嘅明显，系俾我哋有参考嘅嗰、那个意义同埋价值。
And how this conversation has much value to us today as we
第一件事情，第一件你留意。
First thing we have to take note。
当保罗喺大马色路上被嘅时候，被天上所发嘅光嚟照住。
When this light from heaven shone upon him,
佢就站立唔稳。
He couldn't stand up.
佢就成个跌低喺地下。
How he then fell to the ground?
佢就听到有声音同佢讲啦。
Then he heard a voice saying to him,
佢话苏罗苏罗，你为咩事逼迫我
？Saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
呢个声音系来自天上。
And this voice is from heaven.
或者我系真。是连同那个天上的大光一起发生在他身上面。
And it may have come at the very same time as when the light shone on him.
因为这个声音是发自天上。
And this voice came from heaven.
那个光的源头又是在天上。
And the source of the light was also from above.
所以就叫保罗叫扫罗当时心里面就有一些迷糊了。
And in Paul, there will be some confusion.
奇怪
But strangely,
我几时同天上嘅人作对
？When have I been against the people of heaven？
不过唔系最近喺呢周围出现嗰个天上人。
Of course, we are not talking about the heavenly people that comes about these days.
依家实实在在。佢喺天上接触到天上嘅声音同天上嘅光。
But he had indeed come into contact with heavenly light and also the voice.
佢会觉得冇理由噶。
He would think this is not possible.
我几时同天上嘅有系边一啲嚟作对咧
？Who have I been against? I've not been against anyone from heaven.
点解佢话我逼迫佢咧
？Why is he saying that I'm persecuting him?
我而家系喺去大马色。
I'm going to Damascus.
我而家系去寻找嗰班基督徒。
I'm looking out for these believers.
嗰个时候都仲未曾有基督徒呢个名称。
At that time, there is no name or the name a Christian.
只系有话信奉耶稣嘅人。
It only says those believers in Jesus.
我去揾嗰班人。
I was going to look for these people.
从天上有咩关联？
What has this got to do with heaven?
所以保罗喺嗰个时候，佢心里头就迷糊起上嚟。
So in him, he would be indeed confused.
佢搞唔清楚究竟系边个同我讲嘢。
He could not have been sure as to who is saying this.
所以佢就发问啦。
So he asked.
佢话主啊，你系边个
？Lord, who are you?
你系边个
？Who are you?
我唔知道你系边个。
I don't know who you are.
但点解你话我逼迫你
？Why do you say I'm persecuting
you？ 你究竟系边个
？Who are you？
顶住问呢个系扫罗当时喺主面前所发嘅一个问题。
This was the very question that Saul had to the Lord。
但系佢发呢个问题嘅里边咧，佢已经晓得同佢讲话嗰个对象咧，唔系简单嘅。
But at the time of his asking, he knew that the person whom he is standing before 因为, is not simple.
因为他从天上发声,
because this voice came from heaven.
所以他就已经称呼那个发声的人是主啊。
So he addressed this person as Lord.
他晓得这个是有权柄的。
He knew that this person
如果不是的话, 他不能够在天上。
If not, then he would not have been from heaven.
如果他不是有权柄的话, 他没可能是作出一件这样的事情。
Without authority, he would not be able to do such a thing.
所以他就说主啊究竟你是谁
He says, Lord, who are you?
你说我逼迫你但我不知道你是谁。
You say that I'm persecuting you, but I don't know who you are.
就算我自己来看我没逼迫到在天上面任何一个人。
As far as I'm concerned, I've not persecuted anyone from heaven.
我是热心的侍奉神。
I'm zealous in serving God.
我冇逼迫到天上嘅任何一样嘢。
I've not persecuted anyone to do with heaven.
等住你读《腓立比书》第三章，你就晓得啦。
Brothers and sisters, when you read Philippians chapter 3, you know.
保罗话就住热心上面嚟讲，我系逼迫神。
Says as far as zeal is concerned, I persecuted the church of God.
但系嗰个时候佢唔系以为佢系逼迫神嘅。
By the time he didn't. I think that he was persecuting the church.
只是觉得我是热心侍奉神。
He only felt that he was zealous in serving God.
要今个去对付那些接受相信耶稣的人。
And now to go and deal with these people.
我是在那里侍奉神。
I'm serving God in this.
我是做一件对的事。
I'm doing something right.
我没做错的事。
I'm not doing something wrong.
所以他心里面迷糊起上来。
So in his heart he would be confused.
主啊你是谁？
Who are you, Lord?
你说我逼迫你。
You say I'm persecuting
you. 究竟你是哪个？
Who are you then?
但感谢神。
Oh, we thank God.
我们的主没隐瞒他自己。
And the Lord did not hide himself. And straight away said,
我是你所逼迫的耶稣。
I'm Jesus whom you persecute.
但是当主这个这样的回答显明出来的时候。
When this answer came,
我能够想象得到。
I can well imagine.
保罗当时的震惊是到了一个非常厉害的地步。
How Paul would have trembled at that very moment.
不止 tremble 的了 shock.
He would shake.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为那个主席上面的回答说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
Because the answer came is that I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
现在发声的人是表明了他是哪个。
And the one who spoke had declared who he is. He is Jesus.
耶稣对保罗来讲，当时对保罗来讲是哪个呢？
At the time, who would this Jesus be to him?
是几个月之前。
Only few months ago.
在耶路撒冷被钉十字架的那个。
How at Jerusalem he was crucified.
他是死了的了。
He is dead.
他埋葬在坟墓里面的了。
And he was buried.
这个死了的人。
And these who are dead,
死咗嘅人，我点会逼迫佢
？Those who are dead, how can I persecute him？
但系佢又听到嗰班信奉耶稣嘅人话
，But he hears of those who believe in。
佢哋所相信嘅主耶稣已经从死里复活
，declaring that the Jesus whom they believe has been raised from the dead，
并且又升到天上面。
Not only that, but ascended to heaven。
呢件事系扫罗起初嘅时候，佢绝 对冇办法去接受。
This is something that Paul could not accept to start with.
第一佢唔明白，第二佢冇，佢认为无论何样唔能够发生咁样嘅事。
Firstly, he does not understand. Secondly, he didn't think that it would happen. It could possibly happen.
点可能有一个人死咗嘅人埋葬一坟墓里边嘅人，佢能够活过嚟又能够升到天上
？After someone who is dead, been buried, be raised from the dead, and then ascended to heaven.
所以喺当时嘅扫罗，佢毫一啲条件都冇去接受呢个事实。
So as far as Paul was concerned, it wasn't something that he could accept.
但系天上发声嘅人明明就话我就系嗰、那个。
But the voice from heaven clearly declared that I am this person.
我就系你所逼迫嘅耶稣。
I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
呢一件事情就叫保罗非常非常嘅震惊。
This would indeed have shaken a Paul.
如果呢一位耶稣真系先前所钉十字架嗰、那个
，If this Jesus is really the one who was crucified before，
又就系佢个门徒所讲嘅，从死里复活出嚟又升到天上嗰、那个
，And also is the same person whom his disciples have said have been raised from the dead and then ascended to heaven。
咁呢个称为耶稣嘅呢，佢真真实实系神嘅儿子、哦。
Then this one who is Jesus must truly be the Son of God。
如果佢真系神嘅儿子嘅话。
If he is the Son of God,
我如今去对付佢。
And now, as I go and persecute him,
咁我犯嘅罪就好厉害。
Then the sin I'm committing would be indeed terrible.
因为我对付神嘅儿子。
Because I'm sinning against the Son of God.
同时亦都就系对付神。
And that would also mean I'm sinning
against God. 因为神嘅儿子系神所差遣到地上嚟去显明神自己嘅救赎嘅恩典。
And if the Son of God had been sent to this world to reveal God's saving salvation grace，
你知唔知当保罗喺咁样体会呢件事嘅时候，
when,
你话佢震惊唔震惊
？When Paul come to realize of this， would he not be shaken？
佢从来冇想到一个喺佢心思里边已经死咗嘅人，如今竟然系活，又活到喺天上边。并且身份一显露嘅时候，系神嘅儿子。
And he would never thought that someone who was dead would now be alive now and be in heaven. And not only that, and that this person is the very Son of God.
如果佢系神嘅儿子嘅话
，And if he is the Son of God，
佢同时又系神所立嘅基督。
Then he would be the Christ that God had anointed.
呢件事情对扫罗嚟讲系太太厉害了。
And this would have been far too much for Saul.
所以佢非常非常嘅震惊。
So he would have been indeed very frightened.
弟兄姊妹，我冇足够嘅时间同弟兄姊妹去提到，站在一个犹太人嘅立场上面，佢去睇呢个死人复活嘅事系点样嘅一回事。
I have not the time to share with brothers and sisters how one who is a Jew would see of this matter of resurrection.
但系最低限度，你能够体会一样嘢。
However, the very least thing you can see from this,
一个能够胜过死亡嘅人
，for someone who can overcome death，
一个能够按着从前佢所宣告而作证佢所宣告嘅人
，and someone who has declared and be able to fulfill it，
呢个人系非常非常嘅重要。
Then this person would be very important，
因为呢个牵涉到神嘅拯救。
Because it has to do with God's salvation.
因为我哋嘅主未曾钉十字架之前，已经系宣讲到神嗰个救赎嘅安排。
Because before the Lord was crucified, He had already told us of God's salvation.
因此，当佢晓得呢位佢所逼迫嘅耶稣嘅时候
，And now this Jesus whom He is persecuting，
马上对扫罗嚟讲系有咗一个启示。
Would be indeed this very thing would be a revelation to him.
因为呢位系从死里复活嘅神嘅儿子。
This son of God who had been raised from the dead.
佢果然系我哋系人嘅救主。
Is in fact the very savior of mankind.
唔单止系人嘅救主。
Not only the savior of man.
而且佢系万有嘅主。
Is in fact the Lord of lords.
啊，如今我嚟对抗佢。
And now I'm set against him.
呢件事情太严重了。
This would be indeed far too serious.
但是在扫罗的心思里面，
But in the thoughts of Saul,
佢所领会嘅唔净止系咁多。
His understanding wasn't just that.
佢唔单止领会到呢位主耶稣系边一个。
Not only for him to realize who this Jesus is.
佢同时领会到呢一位从死里复活，如今向佢发声嘅嗰位主耶稣，同信主信主嘅人嘅关系。
He's suddenly realized this Jesus who has been raised from the dead, his relationship with those his believers.
因为从对别其他嘅人嚟讲，或者冇咁敏感。
For others, perhaps they may not feel so much about
this. 但对苏来讲，对苏罗来讲，呢件事情系非常嘅敏感。
But for Paul, this issue is a sensitive one.
因为我喺地上边嚟反对嗰班信耶稣嘅人。
Because I'm on earth, and they set against these believers.
但系如今喺天上，嗰位耶稣就话我喺嗰处逼迫佢。
And this Jesus in heaven says that I'm persecuting him.
等住我哋留意到呢个关系冇。
Can you notice this relationship?
你留意到信主嘅人同主中间嘅嗰个联合起上嚟嘅关系吗？
Can you see of this union of those who believe in the Lord and the Lord himself?
Saul 话我不过系反对嗰啲信耶稣嘅人。
Saul in his mind says that I'm just opposed and persecuting the believers.
但系天上嘅发声就系话你反对信耶稣嘅人就系反对我。
And the voice from heaven says that as you persecute those my believers, you are persecuting me.
因为信耶稣嘅人就系我嘅见证。
Because those who believe in me, they are my testimony.
并且我同信耶稣嘅人系生命上面有咗个连结。
And in fact, in life, they have this union with me.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
保罗喺以后佢将嗰个启示好明显摆出嚟嘅时候。
When Paul later put forward this revelation,
就带出一个非常荣耀嘅事实。
Brought forth something very glorious.
嗰个事实就系基督同教会嘅关系。
And that is the relationship of Christ and the church.
特别系提到基督系作头，教会系基督嘅身体。
Especially it talks about Christ as the head and the church as his body.
保罗得着呢个咁嘅启示。
And this revelation that Paul came to have,
在大马色的路上面，神已经将他向将这个咁嘅奥秘嘅事情向扫罗来打开。
On the way to Damascus, this mystery already has been opened to him.
但只要你留意到
，Francis，
扫罗当时就体会到一件事。
Paul suddenly saw this.
教会就是基督。
The church is Christ.
基督就是教会。
And Christ is the church.
呢两件嘢系联喺一起。
And this too is indeed one.
冇基督就冇教会。
Without Christ, there is no church.
有教会就显明系有基督。
And if there's the church, it reveals there is.
因为呢个系头同身体嘅关系。
Because this is the relationship of the body and the head.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
正因为你睇到当年喺书提喺。使徒行传里面所记载的初期的教会。
The records of the church, what it was like as recorded in Acts.
你留意在初期的教会里面，他们只有一件事情是很明显摆出来的。
There was one thing that we see very clearly of the early church.
因为神当主当时对他们的差遣，也是特别将那件事情交托付给他们。
And when the Lord sent them out, this was the very thing that the Lord entrusted to them.
去做基督复活的见证。
To indeed be the witnesses of Christ who had been raised from the dead.
去见证一件事情，神的儿子为人进到死地，复活过来，如今升到天上。
How this Son of God for man was put to death and was raised up from death and been ascended.
教会就系为着呢一位复活嘅基督作见证。
And the church is indeed the witness to this Lord.
但是为着复活基督作见证嘅人，在当时来讲是忍受了很多的残害。
But for those who were his witnesses were then being persecuted.
但是这么多的残害都没有叫这一班作主见证的人在他们的见证的路上面退下来。
But in all the midst of these many persecutions, they did not indeed come away from being his witnesses.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保罗在大马色的路上面 佢睇到啦，唔单止睇到嗰位复活嘅基督，同时佢睇到嗰位复活嘅基督同埋信主嘅人嘅关系。
And how on the way to Damascus, Paul came to see not only of this Christ who was who had been raised from the dead, but also his relationship with his believers at the church.
那弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
还有一件更重要的事。
That's also a very important thing.
如果扫罗只是在这个这样的光的底下，扫罗呢就没办法能够再活下去。
If Paul were just being shown of this light, then he would not be able to continue living.
但是当时在但法式的路上面，主对扫罗还有其他的说话说。
Because the Lord went on also to say to him,
他叫扫罗，你起身。
He says, "Rise up."
你入城去。
Go into the city.
你应该做嘅事情，我自然会差派人嚟同你讲。
I will show you, and send someone to tell you what you must do.
我哋唔讲神点样差派人同佢讲先，只系讲到呢事，只系睇到呢事。
We won't talk about how God can send this person to show him.
所以呢个地方里边绝。对冇提到任何关乎赦免嘅说话。
Here, although we do not read of anything to do with forgiveness,
因为对扫罗嚟讲，佢系正面嘅、直接嘅去顶撞神。
As far as Saul is concerned, he was directly opposed to God.
如果按照旧约嘅十条诫嘅所表达出嚟嘅。
Just to use the Ten Commandments from the Old Testament.
他有十条命，有百条命都唔够死。
And even if he would have 10 lives or 100 lives, it would not be enough.
你话扫罗喺当时，佢点样嚟去接受嗰个咁嘅情景咧？
At the time, how would Paul be able to receive the situation then?
但系如今主话你起身。
Here now the Lord says that you don't need to be on the ground. You can rise up. You go into the city. I will send someone to tell you what you must do. Nothing was said of forgiveness at all.
叫保罗里面已经感觉得到。我是得罪神好厉害。
Paul would have felt very deeply how he had sinned against God.
但是神已经向我显出了他对我的赦免。
But God had already shown me of his forgiveness.
如果你再看到扫罗入到去里边的时候。
And if you continue to read on,
现在阿拿尼亚来跟他讲话了。
And how Ananias came and spoke to him.
就讲回神在大马色路，主在大马色路上对他对扫罗讲嘅话
，and also what how he related to what God had said to Saul on the way to Damascus，
好清楚就讲出咗。
Very clearly it speaks of，
因为阿拿尼亚话：主啊，你叫我去见扫罗。
Ananias says， Lord， you want me to see this Saul？
呢个人点见得噶
？How can I go and see this person？
佢嚟就系为咗要对付我哋。
He comes to deal with this.
如今我送上门去俾佢对付。
And now you're asking me to go to him to be persecuted.
呢个系阿拿尼亚心里头嘅一个疑惑。
This is the doubt that Ananias had.
佢就同主讲扫，去见扫罗呢个人系咁嘅。
And Ananias said to the Lord, "Saul, this is such and such. He is such and such."
主就讲出。
Then the Lord said,
他说你即管去。
Just go.
你不用管他。
Don't worry.
你只要知道我拣选了他。
Let him know that I have chosen him.
我并且要差派他去做我的器皿，做我手中的器皿。
Not only that he indeed will be my vessel.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主说我要差派他去做我要去做的事。
The Lord says that I will send him to do what I have prepared for him. If Sonny had said out the whole sentence,
他应该说是 appoint and send him.
He says that appoint and send him.
Appoint and send.
and to be elected and then sent.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到呢一个过程？
Take note of this process.
我托付佢。
I have entrusted to him.
如果用官场嘅说话嚟讲，我委任佢。
That I appoint you.
呢个系好官式嘅讲法，好official.
This is an official saying.
我委托佢。
I've indeed entrusted this to him.
而且我差派佢出去。
And then I'm sending him out.
作我嘅器皿。
To be my vessel.
嚟成全我所要做，要喺人中间做嘅工。
And to fulfill the work that I want to do.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到主讲嘅呢番嘅话，同埋保罗当时嘅嗰个实在嘅情形做一个比较。
And if you take a note of the situation then and what the Lord was saying,
你好清楚睇到嗰个唔同嘅地方。
You very clearly see the difference.
扫罗点解要去大马色？
Why was Paul going to Damascus?
誰委任他?
Who appointed him?
他自己。
He appointed himself.
誰打發他?
Who sent him?
他自己。
He himself.
他要去大馬色是他去找大祭司給文件他。
He's going to Damascus. He went up to the chief priest, the high priest, and did for authorization.
是他自己自告奮勇,我要去那裡。
He wanted to do it on his own accord.
但是如今主话呢?
Here, the Lord says,
不是你要去,
it is not that you want to go,
是我要你去,
it's I who want you to be there.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到这个?
Francis, you can take note.
从前我走自己的路,
in the past, I went my own way.
结果我是顶撞主,
and how I was sinning against the Lord.
现在主不计较我对他的顶撞,
and now, the Lord does not no longer mind my opposing him.
他还委任我,
and he is appointing me.
还差遣我,
and also sending me.
弟兄姊妹，你留意,
Francis, pay attention.
这个又加深一重，讲出咗神主嗰个赦免嗰个宽广同埋深厚。
How broad and how deep God's Lord's forgiveness is.
但系重要嗰件嘢,
but what is important?
乃系保罗。 在这个赦免的恩典里面,他懂得我今后要做的是什么呢?是要做主要我做的事。
And how this had brought Paul to a point where he can understand that what he has to do today is what the Lord wants him to do.
主不要做的事情,我就不去碰。That
what the Lord does not want to do, I will not do it.
主所要做的事情,我就毫无保留地跟上去。
And whatever the Lord wants me to do, I will do it without any reservation.
弟兄姊妹，你留意扫罗这个人从喺大马色路上面嗰段嗰个经历嘅嗰个整个嘅转变。
You can see how and this on the way to Damascus, this change.
佢对主嘅嗰个关系上面嘅认识。
The relationship that he come to have in knowing of the Lord.
从前主系佢嘅仇敌。
In the past, the Lord was his enemy.
如今主是他的主,
and now the Lord is his Lord.
从前他要对付主,拆毁主所做的事,
and in the past, how he would undo and tear down the work of God.
如今他唯一要做的就是要做主所要做的事,
and now, all that he wants to do is what the Lord wants to do.
弟兄姊妹,在大马色路上这段的经历,
and this experience on the way to Damascus.
如果你留意保罗的信息,
if you take note of the messages of
Paul, 他全讲的,他的书信,
all that he has to share or preach or his letters,
你都看到这件事情是非常明显的贯穿在里面。
You see how this matter is also flowing out from them.
是保罗带出了基督是万有的元首。
And how Christ indeed is all in all,
是保罗明显地带出教会是基督的身体,
and how he brought forth that the church is the body of Christ.
在他尽他所有的服侍的里面,他把主和教会的关系是摆得非常的清楚。
And in all his service, how he puts the position of Christ and the church very clearly.
所以尽管到后来,
so right at the end,
他被运在监里面,
when he was in prison,
他带到去阿基伯王的面前,
and he was brought before the king Agrippa.
他行到在阿基帕王的面前非常明显的去宣告一件事。
And how before the king Agrippa, he was able to declare one thing.
他说他遇见主的经历。
He related how he experienced the Lord.
他在那里宣告他遇见主以后他在主面前那个生活的态度。
And how the attitude of his life after he had met with the Lord.
他也在那里说明他有个侍奉的七根根据。
And also the basis of his service.
很明显的一件事情他说。
One thing he said clearly.
他说阿基帕王。
Says King Agrippa.
我不敢违背从天上来的异象。
I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
神从天上将一道异象给我去体会。
And the heavens gave to me a vision.
他从天上叫我看见一些他自己的安排。
And how from heaven I was shown what God had prepared.
对我来讲,
for me,
我只有忠心地跟上他。
I can only be faithful in following.
我不敢违背。
I dare not be disobedient.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
弟兄姐妹,
Brothers and sisters.
你的确在保罗在他余下的日子里面一直来显明让基督居首位。
And how in Paul's life you see he shows to have the Lord being the first.
一直是带同神的儿女去进入基督的身体的见证。
And to lead the children of God to the testimony of the body of Christ.
这个似乎是保罗活着的那个主题。
This was in
fact, 继续存活的主题。
This was the very theme or topic of his life from there on.
但是是不是仅仅是保罗的存活的主题呢?
Should this only be Paul's theme of his life?
是不是同时同我们都有关系的?
Or would it also have something to do with us?
当我们在主面前说我们要侍奉神的时候,
if before God we say we will serve him,
等知道你要侍奉什么?
What is this that you're serving?
你怎样去侍奉?
How should you serve?
我们常常说,
we will often say,
我们相信弟兄姊妹或多或少都有些风闻。
And perhaps to a lesser or greater extent, you may in fact have heard
侍奉神是一个很笼统的讲法,
that to say to serve God is a very general thing.
但是真正认识神的心意的人,
but for the one who knows of God's
他会很有把握地知道侍奉神是一件什么事,
he will be very certain as to what it means to serve God.
如果你去跟他交通的时候,
if you go and share with him,
他会十分清楚地告诉你,
he will clearly say to you,
侍奉神就是侍奉神的旨意。
To serve God is to serve God's purpose.
那是一个很具体的事情。
And it is a very
侍奉神是一个笼统的观念。
To serve God is just a general concept.
但是你接触到神的旨意或者说神永远的计划, 要执行出来的时候,
if you come to know of God's eternal purpose and his will, and for it to be worked out,
你就摸到那个侍奉的实际。
Then you will know the reality of
service. 我们感谢主。
Friends, this is, we thank the Lord.
在保罗, 在服侍神的一生的里面,
and Paul, in his service throughout his life,
他一路是找紧着神的旨意。
How he laid hold of the will of God.
他晓得神只有一个旨意。
He knows that God had only one will.
这个旨意乃是建立基督的身体。
And this will is to build up the body of
God. 让基督作教会的元首。
And for Christ to be the source.
然后扩充那个属灵的领域。
And also there to extend the spiritual reality.
而基督不单止是教会的元首。
Not only is Christ at the head of the church,
同时显明他是万有的元首,
but also, in fact, he is the one who is all in all.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
这个神的永远的旨意或者说救赎的旨意的里面那个焦点。
This is indeed the focal focus of God's eternal purpose.
如果我们里面有个带领要去侍奉神,
if in us we have this leading to serve God,
我们必须要有这个意象。
We need to have this vision.
我们必须要有这个体验。
We need to have this seeing.
如果不是的话,
if not,
我们是或者侍奉工作,
we are just, otherwise we are just serving work.
我们或者是侍奉一个组织,
or to serve an organization.
我们或者是侍奉一个我们自己的理想,
or to serve our own
ideals.
但呢一切嘅所谓叫做侍奉，系同主冇关系。
And all this service has nothing to do with him.
我哋感谢神。
We thank God.
主话我哋系侍奉嗰位又真又活嘅神。
The Lord says that we serve the true and living God.
而喺我哋侍奉呢位又真又活嘅神开始之前。
And before we come to serve the true and living God,
我哋必须喺神嘅面前对侍奉有睇见。
We need to have a seeing with regards to serving Him.
睇见神要做乜嘢
？To know what is it that God wants to do.
同时又睇见神点样去造成佢所要做。
And also to see how God brings it about.
我哋感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
喺今次有四次嘅聚会同弟兄姊妹交通。
This time I have four occasions to share with brothers and sisters.
今日下昼我就起一个头。
Today we have made a start.
让弟兄姊妹稍微领会到我哋点样去领会神要俾我哋嘅预象。
We need to come to understand the vision to which God wants us to have.
重要嘅系我哋持守呢一个睇见。
And at the same time, how needful it is for us. Keep this scene.
直到我哋见主面嘅时候
，until we see the Lord.
到嗰日我哋能够好似保罗一样咁样话。
And that day, perhaps we can say as Paul did.
主啊，你要我哋持守嘅，我哋持守住。
Lord, we have kept what you want us to keep.
又好似保罗喺离世嘅时候，里边嗰种嘅豪情。
And also for Paul throughout the generations, this thought,
佢里头嘅嗰个好 great 嘅 emotion,
this great feelings or emotions.
佢话美好嘅仗我打过啦
，I have fought a good fight.
要跑嘅路我又跑尽。
I've run the race.
该守嘅道我又守住啦。
I've kept the faith.
从今以后有公义嘅冠冕为我存留。
From here on, there is indeed the crown of righteousness.
唔单止系为咗我呢一个人
，but not only for me.
系为所有嗰啲
，but also for all those
爱慕主显现嘅人
，who loves the appearing of the Lord.
原因喺边处呢
？Where's the reason?
我哋唔敢。违背从天上嚟嘅预象
，We dare not or have not been disobedient to
一直系天上嚟嘅预象嚟吸引我哋向前面行走。
We need a heavenly vision to indeed draw us to run on。
又系呢个从天上嚟嘅预象不住嘅扶持我哋继续嘅向前。
And also this heavenly vision sustaining us in running ahead。
但愿主俾我哋晓得，我哋必须要喺主面前有睇见嘅呢一步。
And we really need the Lord to show us this is a very needful step we need to see.
我哋祈祷。
Let us pray.
主啊，我哋敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
系你自己嘅工作，你就负起责任。
It is your own work and you are responsible.
我哋亦承认一件事。
One thing we acknowledge.
系你所要做嘅工业，只有你自己能做。
The work that you want to do, only you can do.
我哋冇办法能够替代你去作你所要作嘅工。
We cannot do it in your place.
但系你乐意用着我哋做你手中嘅器皿。
However, you are willing to use us as your vessel.
嚟去成全你所要做。
To fulfill the work that you want to do.
因此到你面前嚟嘅时候。
And as we come before you.
我哋一面感谢主，你喺救恩嘅里边拣选咗我哋。
On one hand, we thank you that you have chosen us in the salvation.
你又喺救恩嘅里边提醒我哋要作一个服侍你嘅。
And in salvation, you've reminded us how we ought to serve you.
但愿主，你将我哋造就成一个服侍你嘅人之前，你叫我哋众人里边都有光。
And before we come to be a person who serves you, we pray that Lord in us you will bring forth a light.
领会到你喺人身上边所要成全嘅永远嘅计划。
To understand the eternal purpose you want to indeed fulfill in man.
主啊，我哋敬拜你。
Lord, we indeed worship you.
我哋虽然系软弱
，although we may be weak，
但你系刚强
，but you are strong。
我哋虽然有时失信
，although we may indeed be faithless，
但系你仍旧系可信
，yet you remain faithful。
你冇违背你嘅自己
，or you cannot deny yourself。
你点样宣告，你就点样嘅去实行。
How you declare it, you will so work it。
所以我哋仰望你，亦信靠你。
So Lord, we look upon you and trust you.
愿主带领我哋行走前面嘅路程。
To lead us on in the way ahead.
一直行到你嘅旨意完成。
Until your will be fulfilled.
叫我哋众人都喺荣耀嘅里面同你面对面。
That in glory when we come face to face with you.
你喜乐，我哋也喜乐。
That you will indeed be enjoyed and so will be.
我哋也欢欣。
And when you are content, indeed, we will be.
感谢赞美我哋嘅主。
Lord, we praise and thank
you. 因为你将你嘅心摆咗喺我哋身上。
Because you have put your heart upon us.
求主亦吸引我哋，将我哋嘅心亦摆在你嘅身上。
Lord, we also pray that you will draw us to have our heart on you.
荣耀称颂要归俾我哋嘅主。
All glory and praise be unto the Lord.
祈祷奉主嘅名。
Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.